This call is being recorded.
Everybody now continue to release any of the negative energies that might be moving through you at this point. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And as you breathe in the breath of life, golden white light. See that light moving throughout your body. Filling your body with light. As your body is filling with light, know that you are the light, that you and the light are one. That everything emanates from the light that you are. Now, if you would put all of your attention at your heart center, as you look at that heart center, see a beautiful red rose right there at your heart. As you look closer and closer at that red rose begins to bloom and spread. So it becomes a bouquet of red roses. As these roses continue to expand and bloom, you can even begin to smell the scent from those roses. Now be aware also of the center just above that heart center, what we are calling the high heart center. See that as an area of pink, deep pink or magenta color. Just as the roses there in your fourth chakra, see now the roses here in your high heart center. Roses magenta color, blooming, spreading their essence, their loveliness, their beauty. And as you are looking at these roses, feel yourself being drawn into that bouquet of magenta pink roses, almost as if a doorway opened and beckoned you in. Move into your high heart center. Also be aware of your third eye, your sixth chakra, the middle of your forehead. From inside your heart center, inside your high heart center, the third eye center. Connect the two. That you have a heart-mind connection. And feel yourself being drawn in even deeper into that heart-mind connection. That you literally become one with this. This energy, this vortex of energy now that forms. Just as if you were being drawn into a vortex. Feel yourself being drawn into that vortex at your heart center. Vortex created from the heart and mind. Now, if you would, be aware of your Merkaba or Merkaba light vehicle. It is parked just outside of yourself or surrounding yourself. Find yourself moving into that center or into that light vehicle, light body. Into it and experience it all around you. Experience yourself merging with this light body vehicle, becoming it. You and the Merkaba are one. Your consciousness is the Merkaba's consciousness, and vice versa. Yourself now floating up above your physical body in your Merkaba, floating up the ceiling, past the ceiling, up into the sky, higher and higher, floating up in your light vehicle. Of you that are aware the sun is bright and shining, feel the sun's rays as you continue to move upward, closer and closer to the sun. Wherever you find yourself, be now that point above the Earth's atmosphere, where you can turn around and look down at the Earth, this beautiful planet, beautiful Gaia, Terra Earth. See her in her pristine beauty, oneness. See her as we see her, as we see you. As you're looking down, be aware of all of the flickers of light everywhere on the planet and below the planet. See what we see. We see the energy signals, or energy signatures, frequency. Lights burning within each one of you. Some are barely flickering across the planet. Some have been mostly extinguished completely. Yet there is always that one little ember that still burns and can still be ignited. A moment's notice. See all of the lights now everywhere across the entire surface of the planet and below the planet. The surface of the planet. Now I want you to do something. To see a wave of energy coming into the planet from high above, This wave comes closer and closer to the planet. You can see it passing by you as you are still high up above. You can see this wave of energy pass by, move toward the planet, interact, connect with the surface of the planet. The wave moves across the planet now. Everywhere it touches, the light that is there in each individual begins to burn brighter and brighter. Where there is even only a flicker, as the wave touches, the flicker becomes a burning light. Even though it may not last, may flicker out, lose its intensity, but for that brief moment, one brief shining moment, the light burns brightly within each individual. All of those that have acclimated to the energy, this wave comes, and the flame burns brightly. Those that have acclimated, the flame continues to burn brighter and brighter, gaining more and more in intensity. Frequency rising within that one. If you have not already done so, can see it happening in your own body as I am speaking of this. See the wave touching your physical body, the flame burning within you, in your astral and etheric form, burning brighter and brighter. You know that when this wave of energy comes, and come it shall, when it has arrived, flames across the planet within all the individuals begin to burn brightly. Many will continue to burn brightly thereafter, never to return to the smoking amber they once were, amber that they once were. I'd like you to all return to your physical body, coming back down in your light vehicle, your light body, back towards your physical form, and merge your Merkaba back into your body. Other times you have kept it outside, now we want to merge into you, become you. You become it, one consciousness together. Allow yourself now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. Times that we continue to come and be with you, merge our consciousness with yours, yours with ours, becoming more and more frequent, not only through this channel source, but through many sources across the planet. because the times are moving toward a new understanding, a further understanding, call it a further revealing of the truth that have been hidden away for so long from many of you. Those times are coming to an end. Ashtar has spoken of it. Sanakumara has spoken of it. Archangel Michael, and many, many more, including myself, have spoken of these shifts and changes that are, you are right on the cusp of now. All it takes now is for each one of you to continue to evolve within yourself. Continue to allow your consciousness to continue to rise as the vibrations continue to rise all around you and within you. Or as the energies continue to come into the planet, and move into individuals across the planet, you included. Many of you are taking these energies within, finding that they are quite powerful, quite strong, tend to cause imbalances at times within your bodies, bring about physical alterations, physical changes, pains, if you will, aches and pains, discomfort of many different kinds. Know that this is still, at this point, only fleeting, or it will pass. These pains, these imbalances will pass, because each one of you is coming into balance. More and more each day. More and more each day as the frequencies rise, as the energies continue to come in. And you take these energies into your bodies, physical, astral, etheric, mental, even the causal. As you take these energies in, feel the changes that are resulting from this. As your physical bodies are literally changing from carbon-based to crystalline. First, it is happening at the higher levels within yourself. Eventually, it will come to the physical body as well. Because you are all destined to move through this ascension, to move through this transition that you are in right now, to move closer and closer to your own personal ascension. It only takes continuing understanding, continuing letting go of the old paradigm, the old programming that keeps you held still at times to this three-dimensional illusion that has been created here. It was created for a reason. The reasons that it was created for are no longer needed. Duality, as you have come to know, has been your reality here, is fast dissipating. You only know duality at this point as you stay within this three-dimensional illusion. But move beyond it, duality, as you have come to know, ceases to exist, including all the pains and suffering that you have also come to know will also dissipate. It will be no longer as you move into those higher vibrations. I tell you now, as Sananda, as Ashtar, as Archangel Michael, as Sanatkumara, Saint Germain, and all the rest of our brothers and sisters, I tell you now that you are at that finish line. And it is time for each and every one of you to cross the line. To know that as you cross the line, you first cross the higher levels within yourself, and eventually your physical body and the consciousness within your physical form will move along with it as well. Could say that you have arrived. You have. But only if you believe it. Believe that you have arrived. Believe that this is the end and the beginning of the next. Believe it. You will be there. Am Sananda, I leave you now in peace and love to continue to go out and share the light that you all are. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings. Greetings to you. We are here to continue this process, this understanding, this continuing revealing that is going on. And if you are not aware of the many changes that are happening, then you are asleep. So if you are ready to awaken and fully awaken, then hear these words that are being given to you, not only by us through this channel source, but through many of the sources now, including not only those of channeling, but also the many intel sources, the whistleblowers, as you call them, the many that are coming forth and bringing these new revealings, these new understandings, bring the truth forward. And the truth is coming, people. It is coming. It is coming in droves. You are going to notice in the very near future here, as you continue to look in your internet and look at all of those various sites that many of you go to, that the information is going to become overwhelming to you. Whereas at times you sit there and wonder, well, when is something going to happen? And you are saying that you have run out of something to read or listen to or whatever it might be. And this is going to change drastically because you are going to come to a point where you're not going to be able to keep up with all of the information that is coming forward. And it is going to come forward in many different ways. In through the various channeling sources, the various intel and whistleblowing, and it is also going to begin more and more to filter out through your mass media. How is that for something here? You had probably not thought of that, that it was going to come in this way, but it is. It is going to come. Your mass media is going to change. It's going to turn around. It is going to begin to bring the truth forward because they have realized that the people are turning off to them. They are turning the dials and not even watching those news broadcasts anymore because they know that it is, yes, fake news, but it is going to turn because it must turn. Those that are having their experiences in their jobs and all of this are going to realize that they are not going to have jobs unless they begin to tell the truth. So this is going to change very much so. And we spoke, others have spoken here, that there are going to be dominoes falling and that one has already fallen, a little one you might say, but a big one is coming. a big domino is about to fall, and you're going to find that likely in this month that you are in now, as you are hearing, many of you are hearing that this is the month. And we can say that it is going to be an interesting month. We are not going to say that the event is going to happen or this or that is going to happen, but it is in process here, and so much is about to turn here, turn for the better. You have spoken earlier in terms of your chemtrails and this is dissipating across the planet. It is. The programming that has been involved in this is coming to an end. And you are going to see this, and it is going to coincide with other things that are coming as well, including the, even those of arrests and other things that are going to clear up the darkness that is still out there. It's going to clear it up. It is going to bring the light forward, shining through, as if you can look it up at the sky and you can see the light coming through the clouds everywhere. And this is what it is going to be like. And this is what you are going to notice as the pre-event, as this happens. You are going to notice the light being different in the skies. This is a hint for many of you here. You are going to notice this. It is going to be everywhere across the planet. And this will be the precursor of the event coming at that time. We're going to open up for questions here now. You can unmute your phones here and ask your questions. Anyone out there?
Hello, I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Dara from Dublin. It's my first time speaking on the call. And it's an honor to speak to you, one who serves. So my question is... about Ireland. So the job I do is I take visitors to Ireland on tours of the Boyne Valley, which has been a very sacred place in Irish, ancient Irish history. And it's full of these megalithic structures that are older than the pyramids in Egypt. And it's very much a mystery what the structures were built for. I've done some research in this, and it seems like to me that they were like energy machines. They're built on ley lines. I know ley lines was mentioned on the call earlier today, but they're built on these energy lines. They also have running water underneath them, and they're these really huge stone structures, and they're aligned to constellations, and also on the winter and summer solstice, the sun's rays penetrate to the back wall of these structures. So I really want to know what were these structures built for, and who were the people that built them, and what happened to them? So thanks.
I'm going to tell you now, you may or may not already either know or surmise here, but this particular area is ancient, as you are saying, and it has a frequency that continues to this day in that area because of those that were there that long ago here. We speak of those of the Atlanteans. They were very much involved in this area, and in some ways it was even connected to the Atlantean continent here. And from Atlantis, when Atlantis went through its calamities and its destruction, those moved from the Atlantean continent into the Ireland area specifically, and built those structures as you know it. And they built them because they were continuing on their culture, their understanding and use of crystals and use of monolithic devices and structures, and the use of energy. They were very much aware of energy and how to use it and to create free energy, you might say. And it is a token or an understanding that is coming to the world at this point now. There are those inventions, those technology that is coming forward in this way that is going to remember or begin to use these frequencies, these energy ley lines and such. and be able to use this as free energy coming into the planet and replacing all of that which is held the sway of the people of the planet to continue the monetary gains from the use of energy. It is such a shame as you look around and you see the use of energy and how it has been used for done for profit, whereas there is free energy everywhere, and everyone across the planet should have and will have the use of this energy in many different ways. And some of what you are speaking of here in this area is coming back, and that technology will be known once again. Okay?
Wow. Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah, and I suspected some of this already. My research is pointing to it. And I've even started telling people that, you know, that this was perhaps free energy machines, and that Nikola Tesla was working on something like this. And it never really, well, he got part of the way there, but he never, it never materialized for him. There's stories in Irish mythology that that beings, godlike beings, came to Ireland on dark, it literally says on dark clouds, and they landed on a mountain. So to me, that sounds like a ship. And also, they also say in the area of the Boyne Valley is called the Palace of the Boyne, and there was all descriptions of areas of inestimable wealth, they say, and there was marble palaces and things like that, but none of those remains are around, so I wonder what happened to all that.
Much of this will come as the Atlantis and Lemuria, as you know it, rise again. We are not going to say that the continents themselves are going to rise, but the culture, the understanding, the revealings, the knowings from those times are going to rise.
Right. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, one who serves. So the question is about myself and about the collective, because at the end we are the collective, I'm one of the collective. So I noticed that the crystalline body is submerging from my body, and I started noticing sparkles on my skin a couple of months ago. Now those sparkles are getting like multicolored sparkles. So my question is it the rainbow light body coming in, and anything that will help anyone as well who is experiencing the same thing, or any clarification about the rainbow light body? Thank you so much.
It is not quite as you are saying, the light body here. This is an indication that your bodies are changing from the carbon structure based to the more crystalline structure based. Now, we must caution you, though, if you go to your medical doctors and say, I am turning into crystals, see all the crystals there, they will not understand this, and you will get nowhere with this. This is, again, for those that have eyes to see, ears to hear. So you are beginning and will more and more begin to see this. Not that your physical body is going to one day be carbon-based and the next be all crystal. That would be not correct at all. But it is changing over a period of time, over a process. And as we say many times, these changes come at the higher levels first and then filter down to the physical body. So what you are seeing directly is not your physical body changing, but your astral and etheric body within that is beginning to create this more crystalline structured change within your physical form.
I have a question. Great, thank you so much.
Yes. Other question here?
Yes, hi, this is Christy. I had an experience the other night, and it kind of relates to the crystalline body structure that we are getting or receiving. I had gone out one night with some friends and came home, and I had some caffeinated coffee, which I never have at night. And I woke up the next morning feeling like I had a major hangover, just felt horrible, and I didn't drink anything. And the first thing that came to me was dehydration. So I sat down and I meditated. And during my meditation, I was told to hold my quartz crystal. And as I was holding that, information came regarding that. And perhaps it was from Dr. Emoto. What I was informed was that the crystal, quartz crystal, is the molecular structure is that of our bodies, which is a high content, I think it's 70% or more, water, and that we are the same. And that, as Dr. Emoto says, and has told people that water has, it has a consciousness where when you talk to it and you say love and peace and harmony and very positive, that the water turns crystalline and no toxins and has a bunch of clarity and is very healthy for us. Whereas if you say, I hate you and this and that, that the water, the crystalline form change and it's very negative and it's not good for our bodies. So with this, then what came to me was because we are the same structure, as we talk to water and that happens, as we do self-talk to ourselves, not loving our bodies, not loving who we are, that affects our bodies, obviously, just like it affects water. So basically saying that we are of the same. And the ironic thing about that is I have an identical twin sister, and she had the same experience where she woke up dehydrated and feeling that she had this hangover as well. So it was very interesting. So I wonder if you have more to share or expand on that.
Can we ask if there is an actual question here, though?
I think it's about, that information coming to me. Was there more, for people to know about that, or was that confirmed, or is there something more to add to that?
We can confirm, as you are receiving, there are, as you are becoming more and more crystalline and your frequency is becoming more crystalline in this understanding, it is connecting more and more to those quartz crystals and other crystals across the planet. This is how the crystal energy is coming back into the understanding of man here. And it is going, as you come from the Atlantean and Lemurian heritage, this heritage is coming back. This is largely why this group is being encouraged to work toward finding or recovering those ancient records, because this is all about the same thing. It is all about frequency and vibration and continuing to connect to this frequency and vibration. So as your vibrations increase, you are coming more and more to the connection with those crystalline structures, just as of old, just the same as of old. And you are going to find that crystals are going to become very important in your lives, much more so than they have been. But if you understand what has occurred over the many millennia of time here, many, many thousands of years here, with the control of the cabal and the creating of this three-dimensional illusion here, that you have been held back from this crystalline understanding and kept from these frequencies, these higher frequencies that crystals generate. And as you continue to raise your vibrations and your frequency, you are going to attract those crystals back to you that are going to accentuate those frequencies and vibrations within you as well. This is why that one that is the Mary Lou is being directed and moved toward the understanding or the re-understanding of the crystals as well. Okay.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes. Other questions here? We would ask that as you ask a question, please make it a little bit briefer question here, or succinct.
Yes. Hi, this is Gene. I have a question.
Yes.
In the past few months, I've been considered to be training in my dreams on how to manifest things, and I've been learning pretty quick in my dreams, and every time that I have a dream, I always manifest things like just thinking about it and it happens. So my question would be, is there a timeline where all this training in our dream will be manifesting in the 3D reality, that we'll be able to accomplish the same thing in this 3D?
Will not be able to do it in your 3D reality as you know it, but you will be able to do this more and more, as we have been saying, as you raise your vibrations and continue to hold those higher vibrations. And when you have done so and you have successfully moved from the third dimension into the fourth and even fifth dimension and be able to hold it there longer and longer, then your dreams, your visions, your desires will become more manifest quicker because of being in those higher vibrations. You understand this? One who has asked this question, do you understand this?
Yes, thank you.
So, when we serve, this is not a question, but I just want to say that over the last week, I've had two experiences, and you mentioned the change of the colors in the sky. This, my name is Paul, and I'm from Atlantic Canada. The two experiences over the last week were that once I was taken out of the house because the whole sky seemed to have come from the west at sunset to change all to golden yellow and orange everywhere, like not in, just in one cloud, but everywhere. And I thought, I was so surprised, I had to bring somebody in to see, to look at this, because I'd never experienced this in life. And then when we went to the eastern side of the house, there were two wonderful rainbows going from southeast, totally, the whole circle, not a circle, semicircle. And in the second instance, there were two of those. And there's no question, but I would think, well, is that a sign of anything more than what you have said in your entry statements there?
What we can say is things are changing. Everything is shifting, the energies are shifting, and you are going to begin to see more and more of these revealings that are coming to you, that are going to open up the world to you that you have never seen before, not in this lifetime anyway.
Yes.
That's all we can say on this now at this point.
Thank you.
The other questions here?
Yes,
yes,
one,
I have
one is... Go ahead.
I have a question, the one who serves. I would like to know if we are continuing our life from Lemuria at the time it was destroyed, that we didn't get to complete, but we're completing it now. And the reason I ask that is you told me at the advance that I was in the arts at that time, and I'm in the arts now also, in astrology and numerology and that. Is that true?
It is not true that you are continuing your Lemurian lifetimes, but it is true that you are bringing the heritage back here. So that is true. The heritage, the culture, the understanding, the truth that you knew from those times. Because as you move into these higher vibrations and higher dimensional frequencies, you are going to reconnect with those times of long past, both Atlantean, Lemurian, and others as well. And you will also connect with those understandings of coming from other planets, other systems, and all of this also.
Hey, thank you so much. That answers my question.
The other one who wanted to ask question?
Yes, one who serves. This is Kent. I am highly interested in constantly being drawn to sort of the technology that's available to us now that's, you know, consciousness expanding. My question is, are the tachyon chambers that I believe emanate from Cobra, and I believe he's the one who sort of distributes those, is that the highest available healing technology available to us now on the planet?
Available to you now where you can actually go to something, then we would say that is pretty accurate here. But if you were to say that that is the highest available to you in terms of a knowing of what is out there, then no, it is not even close yet. There is technology that has been held back from you by those of the dark forces for a long time here. And they have held this back. What you would call the Alliance, those of the light forces, are in the process of releasing these technologies. And these technologies that will be coming are far beyond what is there in those tachyon chambers. But it is a beginning here.
Right? Do you foresee that those technologies would be released, you know, within a shorter period of time? Are we talking maybe in next year or two, or a longer period of time?
There we go. We can only answer this one word, soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hello, one who serves. This is Shelley. I have a question.